With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Difficult times like we're experiencing now with this pandemic are times that teach us about things that are truly important and what we should appreciate. That, according to U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, is certainly true for the Farm Workforce Modernization Act.
So I think it may be a silver lining to this cloud that has shown us the necessity for ensuring a legal, adequate supply of labor for agriculture. And I'm hoping that we can regain some of that momentum.
That, Newhouse says, will be important for this labor bill.
And we'll be working as hard as we can to make sure that the Senate continues its conversations and deliberations on farm worker modernization. But like I said, time is getting short. We're up against an election year. And we've got a lot of work to do to get that done.
But Newhouse says they could use your help.
If people that are listening would like to be helpful in this, we need to make sure that all members of particularly the Senate now see it as the urgent need that it is and take action as soon as possible.
So Newhouse says, make your voices heard.
So I would be calling on all of my friends in agriculture to help me get that message across to senators so that we can get this passed into law and provide true agricultural labor reform for the first time in over 35 years.
The House moves back into session this week, and Newhouse hopes to get things moving soon. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.